I'm Ken Vincent. If you live in the Inland Empire and are driving out to Los Angeles on the 60 freeway, you might have seen the huge steel mammoth to the north of the 60 freeway. Many people don't know what it is, how it got there, or why it's there up on the hill. As part of our listener interactive reporting project, The Inland, KVCR's Shireen Awad went on a mission to find out about that pachyderm above the 60.
Well, hi there. My name's Edward the Mammoth, but you can call me Eddie.
That's a clip from a video introducing Eddie the Mammoth. Eddie has become somewhat of an icon for the region. It even appears on our KVCR News website banner. But a lot of people don't know how the mammoth's reputation got so, well, mammoth, including KVCR listener Cami Wendlandt. She noticed the sculpture when she first moved to Riverside for grad school and reached out to the Inland for Answers, KVCR's community reporting project.
It just seemed random, and I've seen monuments on the sides of freeways before, and I guess I wonder why someone put it up in the first place and if anyone maintains it now, or is it just there until an earthquake knocks it down?
To get the full story, I met up with Wes Andre, executive director of the Harupa Mountains Discovery Center, which owns the sculpture.
So, kind of the mammoth chose us.
A construction crew in Mira Loma found a couple of mammoth tusks from the Ice Age. The Discovery Center acquired the fossils and decided to make Eddie as a tribute. And now that giant rusty brown mammoth is towering over me.
So he's running close to 20 foot tall and close to 35 foot in length. And so he's much bigger than something I would have been here in reality. But you need big in order to see it from the road.
He jokes that Eddie gets upset when people refer to him as an elephant.
When people say it's an elephant or a woolly mammoth, we'll say, well, Eddie's going to be really offended and he may come down that hill and stomp on us. Because he is a Colombian mammoth.
At the time of the Ice Age, there were lots of Colombian mammoths roaming the Inland Empire. Unlike woolly mammoths, they've got shorter hair because the Inland Empire wasn't actually that cold during the Ice Age. It felt a lot like Northern California does now, with lush green hills and rivers.
I went to La Brea Tar Pits a few months before, probably 10, 15 times, and looked at the mammoths there. They have tons of mammoth fossils.
That's Klaus Dubert. He's a blacksmith. And the guy who sculpted Eddie. Studying the mammoths at the La Brea Tar Pits helped keep Eddie anatomically correct. But Dubert says construction wasn't easy.
The mammoth was the biggest piece ever done. And it was a challenge to build it.
It took 7 months to sculpt Eddie's body out of steel. But Dubert tells me the most dramatic part of the whole process just might be office politics.
For a lot of people, it is a landmark, and some people in office buildings fighting which one can have the desk with a view of the mammoths.
Then there was the challenge of lugging it up the hill.
We used the D9 Caterpillar to just drag it up. It was on skids, like a sleigh.
He tells me that the first glimpse of the mammoth was a spectacle in itself.
There was a lot of onlooker, and the traffic was slowing down, and people stopped and looked, and you don't see a four-time-sized mammoth dragged up the hill every day.
He's definitely a sight to see. Huge, bulky, and right on the edge of a cliff. And it's hard not to think about the big one, the long overdue earthquake that will eventually shake the IE. So I had to ask, will Eddie come tumbling down onto the freeway? Is he facing extinction like his living, breathing ancestors? Dubert says he's not worried.
It sits in 40 tons of concrete. It's going nowhere.
Andre says Eddie's actually more in danger from tourists.
We've had some damage done to them by people trying to harvest pieces off of them. So we're in the process of getting him reskinned, meaning that we're going to put another layer of metal over the top of him. It's our intention to have Eddie here for as long as Eddie wants to be here.
Next time you spot Eddie the Colombian Mammoth just outside of Riverside off the 60 freeway, consider giving him a visit at the Harupa Mountains Discovery Center. He'll be there standing the test of time high on the hill, a reminder of what was here long before we were.
But there's more to this story. Wait, I think I can see my house from here. Hey, Ma!
For KBCR News, I'm Shireen Awad.